Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are looking into the very fact and issue of what actually is meant by the concept of being watchmen. What is meant by the concept of being watchmen? We as believers, are we as the watchmen we are supposed to be? And somewhat, somehow, I'm trying to actually play Rato, your messages. They come in as files, to be honest with you. They come in as files, and then they don't become voice notes. And I'm so sorry about that. They come in as files. They don't become voice notes. I don't know why. I see you say it's a voice note, Pastor, regarding the topic. And she says, okay, let me record. Okay, Rato, please record. Pastor Masango says, good evening, Nkosi, and the guests. Sinenkinga ngoba iningi. Iningi labagcotshiweyo. If the church were still using oil horn, lots of pastors would fail. Secondly, pulpit needs to be a godly place. Anyone who stands there not being cleaned by the blood of Jesus Christ must fall down and die, like in the true church of God. Even unanointed pastors or preachers will respect the pulpit and the house of praise. That is Mfundisi Masango there saying that. Hey, 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 Pela Yazin. Yeah, 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 yeah. Send me your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let me hear what you're saying. Apostle, let me come back to you. And we touching base on this, the very issue of watchfulness. Revelation 16:15. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walks naked and they see his shame. And this is the message also to the church. The church also must be spiritually watchful, that we shouldn't be found brook panzijo, riddled in scandals and unbelief and delay tactics and procrastinations, but that we should be found on duty. Watchfulness also is that we should always be on duty. And do we take this seriously, Apostle?
Joe, it will show the results, okay?
Mm.
So the results and evidence don't lie.
Yeah.
So you mentioned something very powerful, Ore. Two things, in fact. One, how no, Ore, people would say, So, and then number two, ukhulumeng in ukuthi the people also another go banaba, a lot of kids are losing their lives, but poisoning or so forth and so on. And you mentioned Hore, you know, those are chances are they are ritual killings, you know.
Yes.
But then back to the question of us, the answer is clear, it's evident. Look in our churches. You know, I was watching a video where a young boy was beating the grandmother.
There's a case.
Mabano, somebody from the church, Kukwahai, in Unalibu 80 plus, went to town, Salestron Konita Miles. Was robbed by young people. So I can go on and on. We can see. I mean, look, bona government day hotel under. So two bonds are handled through the gates. Tarona give free access. By anyone, what you are, we don't even care. Because if we care. More especially us who are the sons and daughters of the soil. Number two, who are sons and daughters of the kingdom. Barutsevang and I understand that we want to watch over our cities, our communities, our nation. At our duty post, but also allow me to bring into light the issue of horror. We are not only watchmen of our cities, we are also watchmen over the souls.
Yes,
I should be my brother's keeper, Joe. In this day and age, a great fall away. When you read in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 7, it is so, you, son of man. I have made you a watchman for my house, Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. So if I'm my brother's keeper, and a mudimu gives me a word that has to do with a brother or who's about to enter into a contract or who's about to enter into a relationship that is a trap, from the period of world. Because I mean, Joe, currently a lot of people never shabu before by now. But Satan, our pair, our partner, then John Goody Healy, and then my pillow, our two went haywire. You know, like I said, I just pray for all these women who have this women's organization. I pray that somehow, as they meet from time to time, they should include. We are watching over the city, over the families, over the nation, over the church. And also, but sometimes being their brother's keeper. There are guys, and some of them, they are in fivefold ministry. Job without fail is to stand as a woman who's successful. You know, when I ever said you are successful, who are entrepreneurs, who are educators, and they have all the money, they have all the connections, they have everything except for a suitable partner. But the package just to go after this woman, to go after the money.
Yes.
And then after go clear without resigning, so without Bona, the case is going to be so good. They came to store almost this other woman, it's a recent one. Met this guy, told her this guy, Tamaka Bentley, or Parabody Louis Vuitton, Udula Santene. And everything, and I very kiss her. When I got him,
yeah.
And Yalam said, you has no Yalam said, you almost said, you told her, Mutuana, a very close
direct.
Hm. And Hanyala, I get it all to sit in my own feeling impression of her when I literally saw, I don't know, Joe. You talk like it's a horror, it's our medal. So I don't have any community of property. So and then suddenly Ogoka Hana and Ogona Mutatilla on several occasions out of one or Kaka Benki, the Gadi Solisra. But I am Malay Mudumu Africa little. You know, the enemy come quite like a thing. There are places where he comes and he's very subtle, Ogasum Mond. But there are places where he comes with a 99. But where he comes, Ali subtle, like at Tageta, these women who have worked hard for their men and just so that. It is gone. It will take watchmen who understand, just like Ezekiel, one of the roles is to watch over the souls of our brothers and sisters,
yes,
so that the enemy cannot finish us. The enemy is out there, mission according to John 10:10, is so that he can still kill and to destroy. So once the sky MS watchman all over the city and over the souls of our people, the accountability, you know, as watchmen as well over the souls of people, tends to be that sort of accountability. Or look, so this is what the Lord is saying must do in this season. Remember, as a watchman, whether you're over the city or over the soul, Mudumu will also give you warnings. Mudumu will give you guidelines. The Bible says you'll hear the voice that say, this is my word, walk in it. So, over a little warning, over a little instruction. So, in this season, turn to the left or turn to the right. So, but may we rise up and really take up this assignment very seriously. And for now, the way things are going in this nation, it's such a state of affairs. Every time I pray, it breaks my heart in many pieces. because ntoka mkhotetsala mo South Africa gore he ke nahana kana go tsara na he di gola, you would never think gore this country would be the way it is thing no ka sna hana gore the communities, people are ruthless, people don't care, we talk even people who are believers don't care abana taba mo profeta ana problem ya gore a yo resign isa na fetse are ke bolela ka false prophet anyway. I'm going to bring all the money to the house of God. And about me, about to have a little tata, how can you literally tell me when we see them who profit our house? Then we end up having kids who are unemployed, having kids who don't go to varsities because the monies are all in the church where they're not supposed to be. Because watchmen are either sleeping or they don't even care as long as that. As long as something doesn't affect them, they will not rise up and stand up.
Yeah.
But in the nation, it will cost all of us to end up, whether we are leaders, whether we are fivefold, whether we are believers, whether you have just given your life to God, born ena isfuna sonke to contend for our nation, to contend for our families and for our cities, and watch over our cities, watch over the souls of us. Whenever people all over the show, they're becoming some gomas. You know, there's a kid who go have a holy celebrity bazala, all of a sudden, and I will be beaten.
Hey, they were believers, now they are sangomas. Hey, Muna.
You know those kind of things that it is result, it's the fruit that shows where our walls are not guarded, our cities, our nations. How can I do watchmen? Even if they need things, how are they really what they're supposed to watch? And remember, as a watchman, you watch for two things. You watch for the enemies and you watch for the friends. So when you see enemies, you sound the alarm. When you see friends, you make sure that the friends get into the city and asale mala. Watch also over the harvest. Not only the harvest of our nation is being destroyed by invaders. Because our watchmen have had a cut and that attitude. Also as South African, it was a cartel. I want to tell you to do
something
about it. Yeah. A lot of people are gunned down for nothing. Now, who are really innocent, who are shot dead. How would this outlaw with Motorara, Eta, Motor, anybody? It's a random ritual killing somebody from Kai Kai. But we talk about the podcast details all over the show. They're talking about they're not watching over our nation. Because when you're talking about it, doesn't mean you're doing anything about it. We need to move beyond talking about these things and standing at our duty post as watchmen over the city. These things must come to a place where they stop. But you can't stop it if you are not watching over the city. But I hope like we rata, you're only passionate about it. You make sure the Bible says I've given you the keys. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Another version is what you allow is allowed. What you disallow shall be disallowed. One of the advantages we have as watchmen is to disallow certain things from getting into our cities, into our nation, into our home, also into the lives of individuals. When I live in a Joe, all of a sudden, Ubana no man, no change.
Hey,
when I live more on the news, there are 18 people, but it's like nobody cares. May the Lord help us.
Amen. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Rato, I'm sorry, man. It keeps on sending files, and to be honest with you. Tandosbia sent a voice note. It doesn't come as a file. I don't know what's wrong with your phone, but it just doesn't function. I'm sorry about that. I'm trying by all means to see what can be done. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. What does it mean if we believers have to be watchful? Are we as watchful as we are supposed to be? As the word says,
we do all the good we can by all the means we can for as long as we can. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills, it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Funis Makam, let me bring this to you also. Watchmen, and the word says quite a lot there. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9, it says, "Take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest you depart from your heart all the days of your life. Teach them to your children and your grandchildren." Watchfulness also means to be careful of ourselves and the doctrine of the gospel and its truthfulness. And in making sure that we pass this on also to posterity, to our children. And I don't know if we do this way, we do it this way. Today you see parents going to church alone and kids are left there smoking and drinking. And they came in Katri Yamata. They are just seated. The parents are coming alone into church and the kids are left there. You know, we see that. At times kids are going to church, parents are having babalas, you know, they can't go. And the word here is telling us the opposite of that. It says, you know, take heed to yourself, of yourself, that you don't depart from the way and stick to the way and teach this to your children. Let it be the tradition of the family. We should be watchmen also over our families. No separate developments. Put it.
Hey, Mfundisi man. I watchman Mfundisi. Uma lithi iBhayibhele ziqaphele wena. Why kumele uziqaphele? And ufihla izwi kuwe.
Yeah.
It's because I watchman is the most wanted person. Because uyonikeza u aletha abantu ukuthi hey nasi sitha siyeza. So the enemy into qala ifunayo ufuna lokhu uyi awumlindi ukuthi amshaye ngoba uma kwashaywa lo ukuhuye uwatchman lola then ke ikhempini le niyakwazi ukwatheka kahle niyakwazi ukwatheka ination kahle niyakwazi ukuthi niyenza whatever niyithandayo ngoba niqale nashaya lola uma nishaye lola kuhuye waletha abantu then ke nishaye commander hawuniqedile. Do you know kutina we are kumbulang 31 zaka January 1981 ukuthi ematola bayishaye kanjani? Basuke bathatha amateki banika unyanala u captain. Amateki nje. And now and ngephe amateki banike u captain kwakuhlusheko ngaleso sikhathi 1981. Bathatha amateki nje bafika bamnika and angena amabhunu ayoshaya abantu ematola babulala ngendaba ye watchman uthola amateki. We understand?
Yes.
That is the reason iBible listener, be watchful even in about yourself ukuthi yini uyamkelayo yini ungayithathi yini kumele uyigcine kuwe ibe uwe. Have integrity. Kube nizinto ungazamkeli. Amateka bulalisa abantu ematola. And babe khona bomsholozi laphana. Babaleka baze bayohlala eNgola. You understand? We were there, sabizwe sahamba sayobukela laphana. Abanye babulawa phambi kwethu sibabukile babulala uSamora Mashele ngendaba yokuthi babulalisa abantu be-ANC. You understand? But umuntu inkinga naye la iwatchman yathatha amateki. And umama society afuna kulandela leza imoto leziyana. I-enemy ngendlela beyihlakaniphe ngayo uma ibaleka iyehlisa iy'pikile ukuthi iy'moto zizayo sihlatshwe. You understand?
Mm.
So, kuna le story omfundisi wakhe enginaso la. Engangisibukile. Lapha indoda yayisebenza ibekwe ekhampanini ethile iyumlindi. Yisebenza ebusuku iyumlindi wekhampani. Umlungu waleyo khampani le lapho wabatshela ukuthi hayi mina ngulwesithathu evikelizayo ngiyahamba ngiye England for business trip. Ngulwesibili ngulwesithathu ekuseni umlindi laphayana avukatshela umlungu athi mlungu ngiphuphe iplane wahamba ngayo yiwile, please don't go. Man utshintshe idate. Umlungu wamamela watshintsha idate. And indeed endabeni kwathiwa ukuthi iplane le kwakumele ahambe ngayo yiwile vele. Umlungu wabuye wafika wathatha imali wanika le ndoda abonge, then wayixosha emsebenzini. You know kuthi wayamxoshile. It's because uye waphupha.
Yeah.
Uphupha kanjani usemsebenzini?
Yakuzwa.
Angithi umsebenzi wakho ukulinda. Then wena uzaye nephupho, uphupha kanjani? Yes, ngiyabonga. Ngikubonile lokhu lokhu wawukusho. But you were not supposed to be sleeping at work. Kwakumele uhleli ulinde. Kusokothe ngamanye amagama, njengoba wena wawulele, igebengu zikangena la. Yes, ungisindisile, but igebengu zingenile ekhampanini. Ebandleni likaNkulunkulu sininkinga yokuthi na siveza iprofeto ezinhle ezineka abantu, but ingaba lezo iprofeto sizithola kuphi?
Ayeyo.
Kanjani? Zibuyaphi? Inspiration isuka kuphi? Na inkinga lapho ekhona, because siyazikhuluma zonke izinto, but inspiration baka abanye bathi siyafuna ukuzisa ntweni, but inkinga ke kongathi ni street kakhulu. But sometimes as a board of Christ we need to be street, ngoba akusiyonke into kumele siyivumele emzimbeni ka Christ ukuthi mayenzeke, ngoba uNkulunkulu uthanda wonke umuntu. Yes, ukunye kumele sikukhuze, kukhuzeke impela. Whether umuntu uyathanda or akathanda, as long as according to the word, what is in the word. Ungakhuzi ngokwengqondo yakho, ubeka amagama wakho ukuthi wena inkinga wena lekini nikhule kanjani. Hayi, khona kusikhona kwaSashanganda ibendlela kaNkulunkulu. Iculture yakho liyele nikhulela khona, hambo ipractisa le, la sipractisa izwi likaNkulunkulu, ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi siphila kanje. Finish and last, take it or leave it. Uma ulithatha kukuwe, uma ngaba ulithathanga futhi kukuwe. La kwezekele chapter 33 mfundisi wami, uNkulunkulu ukhuluma again about a watchman. I-watchman lengiyibekile ayisakhulumi lento ngibatshele yona. Even abantwana bethu, we allowed izinto esizibona kongathi zinhle, but elugcineni zilimaza abantu. Amasiphaza lawa abulala abantu, abulala abantu. Bayingaka abantwana abalimalayo every month? Kunabantwana 4-3 balimala, badle ukudla kwaseyiphaza. But uma kuthulekile, where is the watchman? Uthulile. Akanandaba. As long as right yena esontweni athole imali omnikelo, uright, akunankinga. Ningayenza noma yini. Kufana nalo baba ukhe nke ngambona la ku WhatsApp athina, uma ufuna umfundisi ukuthi na ayeke indaba yekaNkulunkulu, uyamthatha nje umakhela itende, then umthengele imotshwana nyana nje yusentra, umnike yona ahamba ngayo, umkhonile, uzomenzisa whatever uyifunayo. Ingaba yiyo le nto sibizele ukuthi sizoyenziswa into iyinyanga zizifunayo. And umuntu wayekhuluma kanjalo kwakuyisangoma. Ungamenzisa whatever uyifunayo. Yiyo le nto sibizele yona ukuthi sizoyenziswa whatever. not what is in the word. As it is a longer coincidence or no whatever. Sibizelo kuzenza easy. Only the word. Him alone, Jehovah.
I hear you. We're taking your calls 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. Of course, I see your message there. It's a video. Let's see. Philip Masango says, Nyonkosi, the church needs to go back to the basics of God Almighty. And will of God Almighty's will and ways, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Surely he will grant us the true mind of Jesus Christ, which is full of spiritual observation eyes. That is what it says there. That is what it says. And then you can send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Mfundisi Makama, I will come back to you. I'm taking calls. 012-334-1322. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother Ray.
Butwami. Sawubona.
Ngiyabulisa ngegameni lelo ka Jesu Christ inkosi yethu.
Amen.
Ngibulisa nebandla lapho uPastor Makama noPostol Phumlamthene.
Yes.
Ngibulisa bonke, brother Ray.
Thank you.
Amen.
At Watchman today, sisukile ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu, brother Ray. Ngoba izwi lithi, you must not get tired of doing what is good. Kepha today, izwi liyakhala ngathi, ngoba sin is controlling the way we live. Obidezi kaNkulunkulu sisukile kithi, brother Ray.
Yeah.
Kepha Jesu Christ washiya umoya wengcwele as a guidance yethu. Today, watchmen are abusing their powers around.
Yes.
By killing and abusing others. Why poverty is easy, brother. It looks corn. Over watchmen are twisting the word. Balance a little into the seven zelabonas. I Jesus Christ. Easy looking on Gomilomo. Kepha zinhliziyweni alikho. Asibheke nje i-GA1, abantwana bethu babulawa yi-addiction, ama-drugs. Ayikho into esiyenzayo. Ngoba abathengisi lama-drugs, some are our family members.
Hey.
Kepha manje ngoba sinovalo siyasaba ukuyokhuza. Ngoba sithi ama-favors siwathola kuphi. Washington today, but all are riding soldiers, nababulani, brother. Because look, the fruit of love, joy, peace, yesukile, yithi, brother. Sibhekene indeni yethu kuphela, asinandaba nabanye abantu. The right choices are hard to do, brother. Maqhubeke, Washington, kufuneka i-true worship. We must decide to follow Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, brother.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I gushle, maline putua, maline, it's too dry.
Thank you, my brother. To God be the glory.
All the time. May the Father be glorified. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We're taking your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul.
There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
So inspired, are you there? No. You're not there. So inspired? I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Let's see if you are there. No, I'm so inspired. Someone sent a voice note.
Good evening, pastors.
Hi.
And Muruti Ray, kisarato ko panalue na wante ko bon. Pastor Pumla, what a topic. Rikaetsa ang rona as believers. Ho bolela yes, ho hantle, ho bolelwa, but let us take an action.
Yes, yes.
Maybe for an example, rebane le nako, wherever we are, for an hour, omulomong arapele.
Yeah.
Over this thing, idrala. Especially now that our kids are dying. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let's see. Wayne van Logerenberg. It says your message is unsupported. They're trying very hard to make it visible. Okay, and let's see. Another one. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Babu Philip Masango says the fivefold ministry needs to be firmly active in the church, not one man standing. As the pastor, you don't have all ministry expertise. It's very sad to see limping churches, which is supposed to be the answer. The light to this corrupt world. Bob Masango there is saying that. Rato, I'm really sorry. I wish you could call, Rato. You know, I wish you could call, or perhaps maybe I should call you. Because to be honest with you, I'm not getting your messages across, maybe. And I see you are sending them, you know. But there is something on your phone that doesn't allow us to code into your messages, and it's a problem. So I will try to call you so that we hear what you say. Give us a shout, 012-334. All right, here is Rato. Rato, hi.
How are you, Pastor Ray? I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on today.
No, it's not a problem.
Not the spirit of the dramas.
Yeah, you're giving me drama today. I mean, let me see. It's three links that have come through, but I can't open them. So it's actually either my system is giving me drama. It doesn't want to download properly, but it's not a problem. I'm happy I have your numbers on your messages. So I can see as to how we have tried so many times. So I can just return the favor. What do you say?
Yes, I was just saying, Pastor Ray, that this topic is very important. It made me open my Bible on the verse of Matthew chapter 16, where God tells us that everybody has the eyes to see and the ears to hear.
Mm.
So, therefore, I say, as a woman in Christ and men in Christ, it's very important to use those body parts efficiently, you know.
Mm.
Even in the workplace, like I said previously when I contributed to the show on a topic.
Yes.
I was saying that I was unemployed and I ended up getting a job because I became that woman that blew the trumpet, you know, on ethics in the workplace. So not just in the space of being in the church or wherever, but this topic is very important.
Very broad,
and work of life. So I had to even get let go because I blew the trumpet. And how many people get killed today because they are whistleblowers?
Ace, you understand? I hear you.
So for the fact that I can still have my life today, and God even blessed me with another permanent job 2 months later because I remained in my faith. If I can do it, let us all have our eyes open and our ears open.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Let us remain in faith. And we will conquer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Murutirei. Wow.
Thank you so much, Rato. Blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
All right, I don't know what is God saying. He sent an audio.
Christianity are the biggest things missing from...
Right. I'm sorry, I won't listen to Donald Trump, even though I'm happy, but I don't think this is the space. I understand also what you are actually bringing across. Nevertheless, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322, and also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Now, Mlebeheng, I'm looking at Psalms 39, verses 1. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle, while the wicked are before me. Here's another aspect. Watchfulness implies on self-restraint, self-control. We can't say we are watchful over events when we basically are reckless. What say you there?
Absolutely. A word that came through a while ago. It's called delegation of authority.
Yeah.
So there's an authority that watchmen have. Including being a watchman in your own house.
Yeah.
We deliberate the authority that we have. What God has given us, God has given you the authority, but you tend to not to follow the authority. And the delegation of authority means that God gave somebody else authority on you, or whatever authority or permission to do whatever they want to do in your life, in your space. That's what you're saying. Somebody gave us power. It's like your powers are taken, but who took your power? There are things that you should be guarding. The authority rests with the person who's appointed to do the work. So that authority, that person, we need to respect our authority. Our God-given authority.
Yes.
So what's happening is that we're so confused because we're confused about our roles, who we are, and what authority we have. Just confused about it. That's why any person can come in and say, oh, I give you 1 million rand, just give me this. I give this to you and just
let me use your house.
Something like that. So the dangers we're talking about now, the children who had to die because of the food that is wrong. Somebody was watching off.
Yeah.
Who? What powers do they have? Sometimes, like we're saying, it's our neighbors, our children, the community. We are all responsible for each other. At what point was that authority taken from you to be responsible, your responsibility to be a watchman? So who's taking your authority away from you? Who's blinding you?
Yes, yes.
And let it not be my selfishness. What's happening is, because my focus is a car I drive or the clothes I'm wearing. Because all of that is quite up to me personally. What am I saying? So those are the things we need to be watchful for. The generation authority, you have authority, but you cannot give it away. And if you're given this authority, nobody can snatch it. Nobody should come. Then these people who are working and giving food that is poisonous food, every other thing that's happening, it's happening with our authority.
Yeah.
And who gave that authority?
That's
the thing. Authority is there, but who gave it, took it from you and gave it to the person next to you? And I liked what Ntate Makama was talking about, the control room.
Yes.
Nobody can go into that control room without permission.
Absolutely. I hear you. We take your calls 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. And let's hear what you say. Okay. Angazi ke makam ngatifanele ucime lento yakho. We take your calls 012-334-1322. And the WhatsApp it's 0826572729. We are talking about the very notion and the issue of watchmanship. And what does it mean to be spiritually watchful as believers? It's important to look also to that. It's very important to look into that. Now, let me come back to you, Apostle. When we speak of watchfulness, now we should be able to watch against sin, you know. The book of Acts says, therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. We should not stop warning people about sinfulness. That is watchfulness on our part. What say you? Apostle? Yes, are you there? Apostle, there seems to be music in your channel. There seems to be music in your channel, Apostle. Yes.
We must believe again, you know? So, and also it is important that the people that have been warned, live on other language ever.
Apostle, can you switch off the music on your phone? Yes. Listen, when I take you off the channel, listen. When I take you off the channel, the music is not there at all. And then when I bring you back...
Eh? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm not playing anything, anyway.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go on. I think it's... yes, Lebu, there's music on your channel. Lebu, there's music on your channel. Yes, it's Lebu. Yes, please, start again, Apostle. Start again.
Like as I was saying, Muruti, based on the question you asked, for it, you know, as much as one of the duties of watchmen is to warn people of pending danger as well of sin. Because obviously without fail, sin, the ultimate is danger and then death. So if then Marana gives you a warning, clear warning, you know, there's a guy who's giving people warning. So when God gives you a warning through a watchman, you know, because somebody would say, so unkulunkulu nayifuna ukukhuluma, fanele akhulume nami direct. But ulibele ukuthi uThixo ukhuluma nawe kanjani directly ngoba wena ubusy. Kuri noma zama ukukhuluma nawe awumuzwa. So it would make it a point to send a watchman, one instruction or a warning regarding you and regarding certain things that you're doing. That was one mandate, the one due to Oswald of Jeremiah, when you read in the book of Jeremiah 33, all of it. You know, Jeremiah, in order to take instructions and take warnings from God, give it to the people, you know, because he was not guarding the nation, and even their souls, their very lives. So when God are instructions and are warner, you know sometimes,
yeah.
Then second, unfortunately, we are in an era with apostasy, great fall away. So we have believers in Jehu. It's normal for them to sin. It's okay, you know. But they sin today, tomorrow they're in the pulpit preaching, they sin, and then tomorrow they're worshiping. And it's okay. Aguna problem. And when the Lord makes it his business to warn you, because Nkulunkulu is tender like that. You know, Koka said, War Fatela. You know, Mudimula and our Fatela. They told it is not for his will to perish, but it is will for all of us to come to know him and also to repent. I don't know how. Why is our Amethi, our Montana Rato, our Rumela Watchman, Echo who won our joke? You turn to only do we Echo, it's the flop at the Sulas and the results are thing. Because of him not, the consequences. And then when I feel like I will go wrong, I've been learning to go to Chong or level over what I came on in. You know that kind of a thing? So Mutita, we're no Mangutom Putta Dire. You know, not my mother, not my pastor. We really. So, you know, people take offense. And people say they get angry when they want of things that are doing that they shouldn't do, things that will actually lead them to death, whether physical or spiritual. But what am I saying in a nutshell here? What I'm saying is, Hemoran Arawona, through his watchmen, Hemoran Arafat instructions, through his people, so we can escape so much. We can, you know, a lot of people that you talk to, you realize that.
All right. Somewhat, somehow, we have lost Apostle Phumlamfene. I will try to get to her. I will try by all means. Mfundisi Makam, we've lost them also. I will try to get to them just quickly. A bit of this would do. A bit of this would do. I trust you will be blessed.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, Apostle Phumla, you were continuing. Sorry about that. You just cut now. Sorry about that. Apostle?
And I'm here, man of God.
Yeah, yeah. You were talking. You just cut. You cut towards
okay.
The end.
Know
yes.
What
yeah.
But like as I was saying, Murutu Hore, Nakongohemudimu Arzama, you know, like I indicated clearly, you go to the book of Ezekiel, Territorikofela, where you see Hore Marana Nama mandated to her as a watchman, watching over the city, watching over the souls of people.
Yeah.
But then now when we have watchmen, God is warning them. We must listen. And then people will continue to do what they're doing, and at the end there will be consequences. So all in all, what I'm saying is, as God raises a watchman, as well, who are obedient in their duties and they hearken to the leadings of the Holy Spirit, they take instructions and the warnings. We can really, really spare ourselves unnecessary pains and headaches.
Thank you.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Apostle. And then we are supposed to be watchful. Let us be watchful over even over sin. The word in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." We should be vigilant, sober, and watchful. What do you say, Phumla? Mulebuheng? Yes, what do you say?
Okay, that line, Katile, sorry. Being vigilant is watchful. Remember, the intentions are that devil is to get you dead, to die outside the whole grace period. The intentions are here. So the sad part is, okay, what just happened as well is that I just saw something about those 12 children dying. So, like, it's so scary. It's very terrible. And it's evident. It's evidence that the Satan is waiting for the for death, basically. Then these things are happening in through our eyes. We're watching. We're sitting here watching and allowing.
Doing nothing. Yes.
Then that's why the powers that we have. Why, when, and how are we letting them off? How do the people go through our gate watching? So that's the thing. Then what prayers are we praying?
Yeah.
What are we praying to who?
Sure.
Are we praying to God realistically, honestly, to say this is what we're wishing for? What are we saying to God? It's not even a wish, it's what we're praying for. And the question is, how much do you trust God? The one who's given us the mandate and the authority. How much do we trust him to see us through this? It's not so much, it's as the thing is, you know, we do so much. We could block the roads. We could do whatever. It's not about petitions. It's about visibility, being active. How, when and how do you break the whatever? When do we really break through? But we're still scared to say, if I say this to this person, hey, the people will think I'm a bad person, whatever. We always worried about taboos and gossip and other things. Not worried about God's plan, God's mission. And the protection. You are a watchman for a purpose. So why are you sleeping when I'm on duty? Why are you sleeping? Instead of being watchful. Look at the control room. It's a control room. There's so many children have died. Which control room are you at? Where are you in your post? And what are you doing in your post? And the thing is, all of the things that you, like, we're talking about authority. Things that are happening, the trafficking, whatever. We are all, we are here. We are all doing some work. It's our work, our professions and so forth. What work are you doing? It's us who sleep, who let go let go of the post. It's us who allow people to do whatever they do in our lives with our children, through our children. It's us.
Yeah. I hear you. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, Mfundisi Makam, let me come to you as we wrap up. Let me come to you. And the verse that I am looking at, also there is Colossians 4 verses 2. It says, continue earnestly in prayer, be vigilant in it with thanksgiving. And then you go to 1 Corinthians 16:13, says, watch, stand fast in faith, be brave, be strong. We need to be brave, we need to be strong, we need to be watchful, we need to be full of the faith of the Father. In other words, that we should believe what he says and do it. Unlike just congregating in our churches, sichaza ukuthi the four walls esikuzobe kugcwele. Whereas we have countless numbers of people being trafficked, dying, and all those things. And, you know, we are aware that even those in authority are powerless to help the situation. We need to go back to the Father and rely on him. What say you finally?
iBhayibheli kumele ukuthi be watchful lisho ukuthina kumele uqaphelisisa and uzigade nawe ungazitrust wena, trust him, because kunesikhathi lapha uNkulunkulu azokunikeza i-ability yokwenza izinto and then you think ukuthina you are the one doing things while is God doing things through you. That is why, Bible listeners, guard, be watchful. Who's introspecting now? in some corner or ampra marasampa.
Mm.
You understand? So, kumelus God. And also, kuninto la plana babeng funde sayona. Kun sasanan and sazo and safuna go funda in safuna go fundi the Sunday school. Kutimoto Kala chapter 4 of verse 16. It is kapela wena nemfundi so yaku. So the kapele wena nale doctrine uyiphete ngoba uma wenza kahle. Number one kusizakala wena kusizakala nalaba abazokuzwa. So as a watchman, kapela kuti as a watchman, ugade kanjani. Kune zimvu ezizobaleka mahulfu le. Hayi kuti zibaleka mahulfu kuti zitsuka zidliwa umelusi. Zibaleka ihulfu le. Zifuna omnikazi. You are not the owner.
Yeah.
You are just a watchman. Ungumelusi awusiyena umnikazi. Unkulunkulu makubeke laphaya nokubeka. So uma zibaleka amahulf zingafiki kese zadliwa uwe. Ezinye zimithiswa khona la ebandleni, zibaleka amahulf ngaphandle, zifika zimithiswa khona la umelusi.
Hey.
Kati kumele amafika abona ukuthi sizakhele aziqhube ziya kumnikazi wazo.
Mm.
So kaphela ukuthi na ulusa kanjani? Ugade kanjani ugadeni kwakho? Akuna intombi uyifakayo wayelo gadeni. Ayikho enye lokho uyibuka ngeso lokhozi uma ugadeni. Azikho ezinye ukuthi hayi lapha yithi ngihlephula kancana ngeke babone.
Yeah.
Uyababona abantu abasebenza airport mfundisi. Babatshontsha izinto emabhokisini. Babatshontsha izinto emabhokisini. Batshontsha ngendlela abazoyivala ngayo, bazoyivala uzocanga ukuthi nayisa seyi-original. Ngayiboniswa umuntu osebenza airport uma avula into ingamelanga ayivule ukuthi uma sewuyivala izobuka kungathi original. So you as a watchman ugadile, gada ungavuli izinto ungamelanga uzivule, lindela umnikazi aze akunikeze athi mi and umnikazi lo uyahuwa.
Thank you.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And thank you so much to all of you. Let me start with the Apostle Phumlamfene. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. Much blessings to you.
Much blessings to you, man of God, and to all the guests as well, and to all our listeners, and do this weekend as well. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. And Mleboheng, the music in the background. People in Cape Town were hearing. And they were saying, ay, 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 ay. Ziatuma. In the background, in your office. Government. Thank you so much. We talk again the coming week. Much blessings to you.
Okay, thank you so much, everybody.
And
an honor as well. It's an honor. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm happy that you're back. I thought maybe you turned against us because somehow, maybe I thought you were in the government of national unity. Who knows, man? Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Mfundisi Makamu, we really appreciate. Much blessings to you.
Enkomo mfundisi Mlebueni sikomba simkatekisi mama plasta sikomba simkatekisi nangwe namkateka mfundisi.
Thank you mfundisi amina nakhensa ubakhonze khaya.
Enko
awuzeke. Thank you so much. Good night. And of course thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. Let's continue to watch and pray. And may we allow ourselves to be taught by him as to how, when, and to watch for what. Let us be sensitive to his Holy Spirit. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Tuda, Rabba.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life.
a winning team on the road to eternity.